I had a very inauspicious start to my skiing career. I remember flying down a hill in springtime weather and breaking through the ice with my ski tips and then flying flat on my nose in a dead stop in about 8 inches of water.
I had just gotten out of the service and we went classic skiing, and I thought, what kind of a sport is this where you actually have to work hard?
Jim Wood is the middle school coach for Rhinelander Nordic, and Cheryl Reese coaches the high school team. While neither of them immediately took to skiing, they grew to love it. Much like the Rhinelander Nordic skiing program, supported by the Northwoods Nordic Ski Club, has grown over the last few years under their supervision.
I realized that there was a hole in the community where we had no place for our young kids to ski. And that scared me because I really feel passionate about getting outside and being active outside. So I thought, well, what is my daughter going to do when she doesn't have any peers to ski with? I got together with the Northwoods Nordic Ski Club and we thought, why don't we just start over? Why don't we start a brand new program like they had, 20 years ago?
Cheryl and Jim's strongest belief is that Nordic skiing should be fun, and it seems to be working. In the 2013-2014 season, there were just a handful of high schoolers in the program. Today, there are 16 high schoolers, 33 middle schoolers, and approximately 30 youth, also known as snowdags. When Cheryl and Jim look back on the last few years, though, neither of them think they deserve the credit.
I think a lot of it's the parents. I mean, for the parents to bring their kids to these events and for the parents to get ski equipment costs some money. There's time and effort.
Without the parents' support and without the support of everyone on that board with Northwoods Nordic Ski Club, this could not happen.
The Rhinelander skiing program may have been in a bit of a lull a few years ago, but it has a strong history of Nordic skiing. Certain names come up a lot when you ask people about Nordic skiing in Rhinelander. Judy and Lee Swank, their son Adam, Karen Cook and her son Chris, Wayne Fish, his son Brian. The list goes on and on. Many kids who grew up skiing in Rhinelander still consider it a large part of their life. Brian Fish went through the Rhinelander skiing program and ended up skiing for the University of Green Bay. Today, he is the development coach for the United States national ski team, where he works with World Cup athletes. As for how he got where he was, he attributes his success to growing up skiing in Rhinelander with other like-minded kids.
When you're a kid, you don't really think about how progress actually happens. But how success breeds success is by a team environment. And we just always did things together around here. We would run together, we would bike together, we would ski together. And just being in that environment of like always being active and always enjoying being competitive.
So there's some new people here, but I see a lot of return people, and that's great.
Every year, Brian comes to the kickoff Nordic skiing meeting to give a speech to new and returning skiers.
So our story needs to inspire. Our story needs to connect you.
Jim Wood says it means a lot to all of the kids.
For somebody from Rhinelander to have that influence in the nation, that's pretty easy for us to coaches to then go to our kids and say, when it's a hard day skiing, well, here's a good example of somebody in your own community, that has excelled it.
So I'm going to ask you guys how do we measure success?
Brian feels there are many things that are integral to success in a given sport. One is exposure at a young age. While there wasn't a skiing program for youth in Rhinelander a few years ago, there is one today. Another is access. In Wisconsin, the vast majority of the Northwoods are held as national, state, and county forest, with thousands of acres waiting to be explored.
Where we're at here in Rhinelander, you guys are very successful. You've grown from what, seven? And raise your hand if you're a returning skier. Okay, that's retention.
Brian Fish spends at least half of the year with the U.S. ski team in Park City, Utah. And Cheryl Reese spent a lot of time away from Rhinelander before coming back to coach. But both think their time away helped reinforce their idea of Rhinelander as home, in part because of its connection to Nordic skiing.
A lot of times people talk about things being better elsewhere. And, like Park City is a beautiful area, but this really has community and it has my heart. And I grew up here skiing. I know, like, coming back here and going all around the world, like, you can become a world caliber skier from this community.
I don't ever want to be the person that says you shouldn't leave, because I wouldn't have to bring to the table what I can bring to the table had I not left for 18 years. I've lived in Germany, I've lived in Philadelphia, I've lived in upstate New York. I've been seemingly everywhere, and I've learned a lot and brought all that back with me. And I would encourage that anybody in high school now does get out, leave Rhinelander, go experience the world, go feed yourself. You will come back, if you choose to come back, with just a better global view than if you had never left. And, you know, those opportunities exist for skiers. There are times when I can't stand the thought of chalking. Wouldn't we build a band of laws when you need me? And I need you just the same all up.